and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Rush State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on October the 4th, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. So give us a call. We've got a pretty exciting show today. And KCNR1460.com is the way we're streaming, and you can hop in there in the chat room, and you can listen to us if you're in an area out there where there's a lot of wires via the internet. And you can also join in and give us pithy comments, of course. Today we're going to have an exciting show. We're going to be talking the death penalty. We're going to be talking the death penalty with somebody that's got a lot of experience with it. It's a retired San Quentin guard. Was in the supervisory position for years, and he was on in death row. He was one of the supervisors that was on death row. We're going to hear what he thinks about the death penalty and the new proposition and all that. We're also going to be talking about, you know, we have a local charity that we're going to be talking about, a fundraiser, but we also have as a guest, Mr. Daniel Juergen, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner and has written another book, called The Quest. The first book he called, of course, was The Prize, An Epic Quest for Oil, Money, and Power, which was awarded with the Pulitzer Prize. And then The Quest, which is his latest book. And we're going to talk about the energy security and remaking the modern world. We'll be talking about that for a few minutes too. But we've got a lot of things that we're doing. We got to be doing. But the one thing we do before we, hit our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Osondak, is, did anybody see the debate last night? I did. You know what? If it had been a heavyweight boxing match, it had stopped it in the fifth. TKO. If it had been Little League Baseball, they would have called it in the third. You know, when one team scores so many, and everybody, let's just call it a day and go home. That kind. Mr. Romney came out, and his opening statement listed five things. This is the way I'm going to fix it. Five. One. Just like that. And when you have James Clavel, who is the very much pro-Democrat pundit from the Democratic Party, when he's sitting there, he's shaking his head, and he says, he just seemed like he didn't want to be there tonight. What can I say? And then the instant polls after that, of course, you can't trust instant polls, but they give what people are thinking right then. Romney was a clear winner. And frankly, it was a surprise that he came out and did. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. I mean, and he answered the questions. He was polite to the president, yet he was aggressive in that sense. The learner, the guy from PBS who was the moderator, he was just, okay, guys, what's the difference between you two? That kind of thing. It was pretty good. All right. Chris, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 72 points at 13,567. The S&P 500 is adding 9 points at 1460, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 8 points at 3143. The volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 110 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Hewlett-Packard down 47 cents at 1444, Bank of America up 23 cents at 934, Sprint Nextel down 12 cents at $5.08, and Nokia is down a penny at 265. Of local interest, PG&E up 11 cents at 42.62, North Valley Bank unchanged at 13.65, and AT&T up 22 cents at 38.40. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil is up 57 cents a barrel at $88.71, And precious metals are higher, with gold up $13.25 an ounce at $17.90.64, while silver is up 38 cents an ounce at $34.94. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to go down there and visit them, which I know you want to, because they're going to be the ones that help you through the mess of Wall Street, head on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading, or give them a call at 243-7561. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Mr. Daniel Yergin, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, The Quest, Energy, Security, and the Remaking of the Modern World. And after last night's debate, I want to ask the ask our guest a couple of questions about, can we make America energy so that we are not dependent on any other country? Can we be energy independent? We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a number of guests coming on tonight. We'll talk about it a little bit later. 7:15 in the morning, October the 4th. And the weather today, bad Bob.
Sunny today, a high of 89 degrees, 56 for a low tonight. And tomorrow will be cooling off quite a bit with a high of 84. Currently at Reading, it is 58 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Tonight is pizza night up in Anselmo. We know a number of people going up there. Handmade, hand-tossed pizzas in a in a wood-fired oven. What can I say? They are limited in quantity. And if you give them a call, 474-5546, to make sure you have a reservation up there. And, of course, Friday and Saturday, music. Beautiful place, beautiful ambiance up there, and great food. That's Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Our guest that we have, we're honored to have, is Mr. Daniel Yergin, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner and has joined us and to discuss his latest book, The Quest, Energy, Security, and the Remaking of the Modern World. Good morning, Mr. Yergin.
Good morning, and glad to be with you.
Well, you know what, I received, you know, we receive a lot of as you can probably guess, requests for authors to be on. When I saw your book and I read a little bit about it and about you, I said, you know, this is such a, you know, this has to be talked about. It is so, you know, it is so important. And even in, it was in the debate last night right at the beginning. But can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know that, one thing that, that you probably won't tell, but I gleaned out was that it's an 804 page book and you write it in longhand. Is that correct?
Yes, this is true, because although the book, you know, is on the lengthy side, we might say, I really want people to read it and feel that they're reading something that moves like a novel and moves as fast as a novel. And I find by writing longhand, I have much more control and flow, and, you know, it's the quality of storytelling. So I know it sounds sort of old-fashioned to write longhand, but, you know, I really do it thinking of my readers.
Well, you know what? I believe it works. When you're into it, you're led from one passage to another. Your premises are in there. You're going, well, if that happens, what happens next? So it does. It leads you into the next page.
You know, and it's a way I love shaping the characters and the people who are like almost like characters in a novel. And again, when I do it longhand, I feel like I'm almost sketching them.
Well, one of the things, I mean, you obviously are, you know, I mean, one of the experts on energy. And last night, Mitt Romney said that he wants to make America energy independent in the next 10 years. Can he do that?
Well, it was very interesting because he had his five things he wanted to do, and he put energy at the top. And there wasn't a lot of, and yet they didn't talk much about it except that Romney jabbed about the money spent on green technology. But you could see that President Obama had also shifted because he talked about how oil and gas production had grown under his administration, although it's obviously driven by the private sector. It is interesting. Every president, as I point out in the quest, since Richard Nixon has promised energy independence, and during all that time, our imports just of oil went up and up. But we're now on a reverse course, and I certainly think we're going to be energy less dependent. And we're going to get more of our energy from Canada because two things are happening. One, we're becoming more efficient. The cars we're going to drive are going to get, go a lot farther on a gallon of gas. And secondly is U.S. oil production is up 25% since 2008. And that is a really big change.
Well, I know in North Dakota, if you want to work at McDonald's, they're having to pay bonuses to get people to go to work in other places besides the oil and gas field.
Yeah, North Dakota is now the second largest oil-producing state in the country. At the beginning of the year, I was at a conference with the governor of North Dakota and your governor, Jerry Brown, and governor of North Dakota said to Governor Brown, you know, I hate to tell you, we've now overtaken you, because California had been the third largest oil producing state in the country, although people don't think of California as an oil producer. And then a little later this year, North Dakota actually overtook Alaska to become second, and that is a sign of the change that's happening in our country.
Well, one of the things that Romney said is that this is all on private land, and he would open up a public land to that.
Well, it is, you know, the U.S. government is the largest landowner, real estate owner in the country, owning about 30% of the land, and in the Rockies, it owns a preponderant share. And there is a drilling and everything on public lands, but it takes a lot longer, the review process is a lot longer, and so this kind of unconventional oil and gas revolution that we've seen in the United States has really been sparked by private initiative on private lands where people own the royalty rights and get royalties from it.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here, Daniel, but I like to see when we come back, we're going to talk about hotspots. You know, we're talking about China's, you know, need for oil. We're talking about the protection of sea lanes. And what you've written in here that, things aren't always going to be nice guys playing together.
Right.
So we'll be right back. Our guest is Mr. Daniel Yergin, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner, of course, and he's written the book, The Quest, Energy Security and Remaking of the Modern World. And it's something you need to get into because he's laid out here, you know, the future of energy and the impacts on our country and the world. We'll be right back.
Slow down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Patrick John from Q97. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 5th at Wind River Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and frivolity all for a higher purpose, featuring a fashion show by Emery Street Designs. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Annie Mary's Pizza Shack, Wind River Casino, or the Windermere Reading Office. Please join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 5th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning. Carl Bott. Hey, our guest is Mr. Daniel Yergin, who is the Pulitzer Prize winner for the prize about oil and energy, and he has written his latest book, The Quest, Energy Security and the Remaking of the Modern World. Daniel, the price of oil this morning was $88 a barrel, yet it's been up well over 100. Gas prices have doubled in the last 3 years. The impact of what's happening in Iran and Libya?
Well, all of that is really reflected in the oil price. You know, you don't think about it when you pull into the gas station, but when you look at with the register going and the price going up, it's kind of telling you what's happening not only, you know, just at the gas pump, but it's telling you about tension over Iran. It's telling about what's the state of economic growth in China. What's the state of our own economy? All of that flows into the price of oil that we all pay when we fill up.
And unfortunately, when that price goes up as it has an impact on food and about everything else because it travels.
Exactly. And that's a very
good point, because people often forget how this runs through the whole economy, and that's one of the things that I try to really explain in the quest, what you're seeing. And that's why, you know, talk about energy, you're also talking about the world in which we live.
One of the points you make in your book is, are we on the edge of a new great revolution in energy?
I think what we're seeing is something that is, you know, that gathered speed, started to build speed up in about 2008. And I think even watching the debate last night, you still see that our political discussion is trying to catch up with a reality that our energy position is much better than it was last time we were electing a president. And that's a big change. And I think that one of the things that was not really understood until even the last year or so is the amount of jobs and economic activity in our country that's created by this. I quote a study in the quest that we did about 600,000 jobs being created by the shale gas revolution, and President Obama used that number both in his State of the Union address and his acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention. So that shows that this, you know, realization is kind of crossing party lines right now.
Well, I think that Romney said something like, what did he say, 4 million jobs?
Yeah, he said he could get up to 4 million jobs. We're working in the next few weeks to try and hammer out what we think the numbers are. But when you all add it up, what's happening, it's not only the jobs, the direct jobs, but it's the jobs in manufacturing that are created, the jobs that are created because electricity prices are lower, the jobs that are created because we're a stronger competitor as an exporter in the world economy. So I think it's all of those type of things that get added up to get, you know, a number that at least is at least several million, whether, you know, his number's 4 million, others will have different numbers.
Uh-huh. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left. What would you say is the biggest takeaway from your book that you want people to really, if they grasp nothing else? And this this is really a good book. It's 800 pages, my friends. But once you get into it, I mean, you're into it. You're like, I didn't know that. You've got one of Napoleon's generals.
Yes, exactly. this is a book that, you know, deals with climate change by starting the Alps in 1772.
Yeah.
And it talks about, actually, it talks about how the modern wind industry was founded in California. So this is the only book ever written on energy that talks about the worst moment in Ronald Reagan's career as an actor and how that fit into the energy picture. So I think there are a lot of surprises people find when they read the quest. But I think the takeaway is to realize that I think the message that I wanted to give to people is reasonable optimism, that there are a lot of risks and challenges, and you can see them today with what's unfolding with Iran and in other parts of the world, and the challenge of meeting just the needs of a growing world economy. More new cars are now sold in China than are sold in the United States, and they all run on gasoline at this point. But what I wanted to convey is this reasoned optimism that this, you know, we've had 250 years of just one major innovation after another, and there's no reason that process is going to stop. And I think we're seeing it unfolding right now in the United States in this unconventional oil and gas revolution. So that's why I want people to understand the risks and the challenges. But I also want them to, you know, say, you know, there's no reason to panic here, that we, you know, really our greatest resource of all is the intellectual, mental resources we have and this great entrepreneurial tradition that we have in our country.
Absolutely. There's somebody out there every day trying to find something as an alternative.
Yeah, and so, you know, you can't say it's going to be this or that, but we know that it is going to, you know, because there's so many, and everybody believes that the thing they're working on is the Holy Grail will be the answer. But you know what? There will be some Holy Grails here.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing to leave with our readers. Daniel Yergin has been our guest and has written a book called The Quest. It's one of the 100 notable books from the New York Times Book Review, Energy Security and Remaking of the Modern World. And one of the points is that when you all run out and get this is take a look about China and sea lanes in the United States. And that,
yeah, I think
another
the chapters on China are the most, would be really helpful to people, and they'll get them ready for the next presidential debate.
There you go, because that's what we're going to be talking about. You know what? And it should be. They should be questions from your book in that. Daniel Juergen, thank you so much, sir, for coming on our show. And,
great to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking with our next guest.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting a boost in early trading after a better-than-expected jobs report. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 40 points. Honda, meanwhile, is recalling more than 820,000 vehicles due to faulty headlights. The recall affects Civic compact models from 2002 and 2003 and Pilot SUVs from 2004 and 2005. The automaker says wires connecting a switch controlling the headlights and turn signals can overheat and melt, knocking out the low-beam headlights. Honda says it will fix the wiring for free and has already started sending out notices to owners. And you can be a winner even if you're a loser. JetBlue is giving away more than 1,000 round-trip tickets for customers if the politician of their choice does not win the presidential election. You can go to the airline's website, pick your candidate, and enter the contest to win an international flight. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-6071. That's 1-800-620-6071.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460-530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a number of guests she's got rolling through here. This is fun frivolity and whatever girls like. I think she's giving away tickets again, too. You know what? Here's the funny thing is every time she gives away tickets for everything, it's men that call. I think it's a guilty pleasure they're having by listening to Linda and the girls giggling and talking about stuff. 7:35 in the morning on October the 4th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there in Espresso Joe's. It's going to get colder. We're going to be talking about the weather here in a little while. It's going to get colder out there. You're going to need that little pick-me-up in the morning. Well, they have a great deals down at Espresso Joe's. Plus, they will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in this town down there. They have supported our veterans. They have supported our community for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. Our last guest, Daniel Yergin, we talked to the Quest and talked a little bit about him after it was over. This is the energy policies. When we were talking about the other part was the Chinese are in the quest for oil. And the fact is that more cars are being bought in China, as he pointed out, than anywhere else in the world. And their need and requirement for energy, especially oil, has quadrupled. And they're tried to keep it down. They want to double their economy by 2020. Believe this. But they don't, or quadruple it, but they only want to double their use of oil. Now, tie that in because oil is so important, and oil, it will continue to be the elixir of power. Tie that into what's happening in the Middle East, unrest in the Middle East. But a lot of the oil comes from Indonesia and the South China Sea. What did China just do about 3 months ago? Launched an aircraft carrier, and it's in service now. Now, they don't put an aircraft carrier out there to guard the river. They put aircraft carriers out there to project power. That's what they're supposed to do, project power, and to control the sea lanes. They've already claimed everything in the South China Sea, by the way, in which the Asian countries and America doesn't agree with, but they put that claim out there. Now, think about this. The oil fields down in Indonesia, in the South China Sea, launching aircraft carriers, building their navy the way they are. This is something to be looking for in the future. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get to something important. Cameron Longtail and Syed Hussain.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you all are here.
Good morning.
For Rising Stars Gala.
Yes, we are. It is the fourth annual Rising Stars Gala at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on October 13th. That's a Saturday. And it is a really, very special event that benefits kids' scholarships and math and science, of course. But I'll let Syed talk about it more. He's with CH2M Hill, and he is our leader, leading the event this year.
Well, I'm not a leader, but I'm organizing this event.
So how'd you get this one? Were you like the junior guy? And junior guy in the firm? And they all walked out and said, hey, by the way, you got this?
You know, it is true. This year, the way it happened is I am working with all these junior guys.
It's nice. What happens to the junior officer? Right. Okay. Hey, we're going out. Okay. Hey, Lieutenant, you got duty tonight. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly how it went. And, so the CH2M Hill in Crittenden, actually, they started it 4 years ago. So this would be a fourth year. And we used to have our company dinner or Christmas party. And we thought the need for these the children that needed to go to these the camps for the math and science program, so we switched it to the Rising Stars Gala. So we started doing this fundraising event for the Whiskeytown Environmental School, also known as NEED Camp, and the Shredder Planetarium, and also benefits the Claire A. Hill Scholarship Fund at the Simpson College.
Well, you know what? So they switched the Christmas party around for rewarding themselves.
Exactly.
CHL was to, and then to have this, so it helps people.
Yes.
You know what? I applaud that. I you know what? Y'all will always have time here on
Thank
this
you.
Station because that is a selfless thing to do.
I would love to be here again.
Well, you know what? You may be here again. You just don't know it. You know, people just kind of, people don't realize that once they're on here, that we have your name and description of your car, and we know where you live because we track your cell phones.
Oh.
And so, anyway, all right, what else do we need to know here?
Well, more of the fun part of the gala is we're going to have definitely auction items for sure. There's a live auction. The music is going to be the Jim Dyer Band.
Oh, Jim.
Yes.
One of our favorite people.
Yes. It is going to be great.
It's going to be great. The food is going to be by a new local talented chef named Chef Rinaldtel, De Rinald Catering.
Okay. Where have we heard from him before? Chef Rinaldtel. Is that right?
Yes.
Has he got a restaurant, or is he just...
He has a catering company.
Catering company. Mm-hmm. I think we have run into him before, and I think it was been good. I think you got a good guy.
Yeah.
He's fabulous. We also got a chance to met him at the Beer and Wine Festival.
Yes, we met him.
That was amazing.
And
you two were at the Beer and Wine Festival? What a surprise. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back and continue talking about this. You know what? I'm lonely in here. You two came in. I'm just having a great time. We'll be right back. Carlin DeBott, Linda's on assignment, but I'm here with Cameron Longtel and Syed Hassan, and they're talking about this Rising Stars Gala and how their people are putting this thing together for our kids and for the Schrader Planetarium, and it's good. It sounds like fun. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds at Red Bluff.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. It's 6 p.m. Great guest. I know, guys. You listen to it. It's a guilty pleasure. I know. 7:44 in the morning. What's the weather like, Bad Bob?
Carl, what we're looking at today is going to be mostly fair skies, and we're going to wait for the computer to catch up with my request here. High near 85, so we're getting kind of a break from the heat. The low will be around 54. Tomorrow, looking at 79 degrees, so temperatures dropping right down. Currently in Reading, 56, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards tonight, pizza! They only have, you know, they make like 50 pizzas. They're handmade, hand-thrown in a wood-fired oven. Plus, they have a regular menu. It's great out there. Give them a call, though, 474-5546. Tell them, hey, I want a pizza tonight. And so they'll save you that. And, of course, music and on Friday and Saturday, and of course, great food, everything you possibly want up there. 474-5546 in Sunwell Vineyards. We're here with Cameron Longtail and Syed Hussain, and we're talking Rising Stars Gala. And, okay, now, where do we get tickets?
Okay, so you can get tickets right now at CH2M Hill, which is off of Air Park Road. You can get them at Carousel Boutique, which is downtown Reading on the corner of California and Division. And you can get them at, of course, Enjoy the Store.
Okay, now this is to benefit the Whiskeytown Environmental School Camp and the Schrader Planetarium. It's going to be October 13th, held at the Turtle Bay Museum. And how much are tickets?
For the general public, it's $20. For the teachers, it's $10.
And I have two tickets out there, my friends. I have two tickets for this. And we've got
Chef Renald Tell. Okay. De Renald Catering is the food.
And he's world famous, a French chef.
He is very world famous, actually. Yes, he is. He's was trained at a Michelin school in Paris, and you can.
He's just great.
He's amazing. He's great.
Okay,
we'll
but we've
later.
Got two tickets for the first person to call, 605-4567. Wake up out there, my friends. You get two, and you get to go to this, and you get to have a great dinner. You get to be out there, and you see all the great ways to help the kids and also the Schrader Planetarium. It's October 13th. It's at 7 o'clock p.m., and these tickets are worth $20 a piece. So give us a call at 530-605-4567 if you're interested in it right now. Well, they usually are. Ding! Okay. One more time. Now, what do the kids do up in at the Whiskey Town?
Basically it's a...
Environmental school camp. What do they do up there?
They have a week-long camp. But they go there. They're taught about the environmental. They do different sort of... The leadership programs and science programs tell them about the nature, environment, and things like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. And then, of course, the Schrader Planetarium is just, you know, what a beautiful asset we have right here in town.
It's a beautiful asset.
They used to have they had a cowboy thing one time.
Alien theme sometimes. And, you know, the Schrader Planetarium, if you're from Reading, is a big part of a lot of our childhood memories. And it's just a great way to show kids that, you know, there's a universe out there, there's space and time, and just let their imagination flow. So it's a great, great asset. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it is too. All right. We've given away our two tickets to, who'd we give them away to? We gave them to
Brian Woodward.
Brian. Great job, Brian. So you've got two tickets right down here at 1326 Market Street. Come on down, and we'll have them there in our place where we keep our tickets. And just like when you vote, you won't really have to prove who you are. You can come in. No. Unlike when you vote, you have to tell us who you are and give us a phone number. That way we can make sure that somebody just hasn't walked in off the street, just said, I just want all the tickets for anybody's name starts with B, which we've had that happen before. Luckily, it didn't work. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
us.
Well, you know what? This is, you know what? Community radio is when we started this 3 years ago in December, was to get the word out, to support our community. And what you all are doing is supporting our community. You know, the fact that y'all took your Christmas party and changed it into a fundraiser for kids and send them to camp and for the Schrader Planetarium and this, I think is a wonderful move. And then you are giving your time here, Cameron, from your business, which is?
LGH Marketing and Strategy.
Okay. And how did you get a hold of you for that?
I actually met Syed at the Catalyst meeting at the Young Business Professional
Meeting. This is a Catalyst thing, huh?
No, it actually isn't. We just connected at a Catalyst.
Oh, okay.
And when he was telling me about that, a lot of our work is in education. And I have four little boys myself, so it's very important, education. So I wanted to give my time to this event.
Well, that's great. So you volunteered your time, too.
I did, yes, of course.
Well, the Catalyst Club has had the Beer Week.
Yeah.
You know, we had them in here. We had Lost Coast Brewery in here, and we were opening up beers and testing them.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Strictly. Wow. Strictly for scientific purposes.
Exactly. Chemistry.
Was that right? Was that right, Dad Bob?
Absolutely. Boy, experiments went well.
No, I'll tell you what. Yep. They did. And then we had the Shasta startup right behind us, and they were testing them. So, you know, and by the time Bold Truth came around, there was nothing left to test.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Again, to get tickets for the Rising Stars Gala, is name the places one more time.
C.H. Chewam Hill, which is off of Airport.
Air Park Drive.
And Carousel Boutique, which is on the corner of California and Division downtown.
Okay.
Enjoy the store.
Great.
Yeah.
And
okay.
You can actually also go to the Facebook/Rising Stars Gala.
Okay.
And it also has the link to go to the where you can also buy the ticket online.
Right.
Okay.
Or donate if you can't make it.
All right. Yeah. People do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to discuss the punch out last night and a couple other things that are going on. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
There's a new car dealership in Shasta County, and it only sells lemons. That dealership has its grand opening on the Shasta College Theater stage, October 11th to the 20th. Don't just get mad. Find out how to get even with that salesman that sold you that lemon. Lemons is a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:55 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott. Yeah, you know, sometimes I will have a guest leave a little bit early, so I brought him back in. So, because we didn't cover everything, as we're sitting out talking to Cameron Longtail and Syed Hassan about the Rising Stars Gala, you know, there's some things that I think that you all should know about. This isn't just a, you know, this isn't just something that, oh, that seems like a good idea one night when you're drinking beer down at someplace. So, but you've all, how much money have you all raised over this, over the years in this?
For the last 3 years, just on the event itself, I think we have raised more than $65,000.
Okay. And how many children have been helped?
Each year, around 500 students can go to these camps because of this event.
Okay. So you're talking about each year 500 students?
Yes.
So you're talking 1,500 students from our area. This is from right here,
yep.
From
yes.
the Reading area, Reading, Anderson, this area here, mm-hmm. City of Shasta Lake.
Yes, Shasta County.
Okay, all of Shasta County. Yeah. Great. So the money you raise, all of this goes to do that.
Yes, so the money goes to the community fund, and then from there it goes to the schools, which then supports the kids whoever wants to go to this need camps. And the Shredder Planetarium, they have their camps, summer camps. I actually was able to go and see some of the things they were doing, teaching kids about robotics and other things. It was a very cool program. So, and it's very rewarding when you get the letters from the kids and then the teachers and then their parents thanking and how it was so helpful for them and what a great experience the kid had.
Well, you know what? That's important to know. That's the big thing. That's why I wanted to bring you all back in, is how many people it's been helped. I mean, you know, you all were leaving. I was just going to pummel Obama some more, but I don't need to do that. MSNBC is beating him up right now. So, I mean, if MSNBC is beating up Obama, what could I say past that? But the more important thing is that the help that you all have given to 1,500 kids over the last 3 years and the money you've raised and how where it all goes to like that. And this isn't like most of the money's overhead. It's almost all this money looks like it goes right down where the rubber meets the road.
Yes, all 100% of the donation, whatever we get, goes to these causes.
100%.
Yes.
You know what? That's great. Okay. Again, enjoy the store.
Carousel Boutique and CH Chewam Hill.
Plus?
Facebook / Rising Stars Gala.
All right. You know what? Thank you again. And I pulled them back in here because I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that this is a success. This has been successful. This isn't just another fundraiser. Because I tell you what, we get in the city of Reading and in the North State, we take care of people. And I think that's one of the things that attracted Linda and I here was that people care about people here. I mean, you can go down south to Southern California and they talk about communities, or they don't even talk about communities. You can't tell. You drive from one to another, you don't know where you are. It could be the same place. We have such a sense of community up here. And even when the times are bad, which they have been, money-wise, people still give money. They still find ways to help each other. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, that is, frankly, that is a strength that America has had, in my opinion, since its inception, was to help each other. And so things like what you all are doing is just great, and I applaud you for that. So any way else we can help,
you
just let us know.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Now I'll let you get out of here. Hey, Just Bob, where'd we get those apples from?
Those are Asian pears.
Those are Asian pears. Bye-bye. Where are those
Wild
Asian?
Wild Rose Ranch.
Wild Rose Ranch. Our friends at Wild Rose Ranch just brought in some Asian pears. Now, you know what an Asian pear is? It is like one of the tastiest pieces of fruit you'll ever have. And the Wild Rose Ranch brought it. Now, here's the other thing. We're linked to Wild Rose Ranch, and I bet they didn't even know it, is that Santos Urban, head of all of our media here in sales, his grandfather, I think it's his grandfather, used to own that ranch. Years and years and years ago. So, I mean, is that what you've heard? That's what Santos told us. So, it's great. And plus, the people out there at the Wild Rose are just great people. They are really, really up on everything, and they're very giving of, you know, just good people. So thank you so much again for bringing that in. Now, when we come back after the break, we're talking the death penalty. Should we get rid of it? Should we keep it? A lot of people up here in the North State saying, you know what, an eye for an eye. And frankly, a pedophile that assaults and rapes a child and then murders them, why are they still wasting air? But on the other hand, why are they still wasting air if they're in California? And that's what we want to talk about. We're going to talk to a gentleman who was a guard in the San Quentin prison system, a supervisory guard, and that was on death row. And we're going to be talking to him as soon as we get back from these messages in the news.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Who was the better debater?
I think Romney has exposed a lot of Obama's weaknesses.
He watched in Ohio. This guy's in L.A.
Romney was working a bit too hard trying to convince people.
A small group of undecided voters surveyed by Fox overwhelmingly thought that Mitt Romney scored big last night.
There's no question in my mind that if the president were to be reelected, you'll continue to see a middle-class squeeze.
But President Obama countered that he has led us out of an economic mess.
Over the last 30 months, we've seen 5 million jobs in the private sector created.
In an hour, the president will rally in Denver, where the debate was last night. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is there live.
Dave, the president is staying in this swing state just a little while longer, holding a rally here at Sloan's Lake Park. A pretty youthful-looking crowd is gathered in the chilly outdoors here, bundled up in jackets. Colorado is considered to be battleground this election. It's evenly divided among Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated voters, and early voting for all of them starts October 15th. The Obama campaign is reminding people of next Tuesday's voter registration deadline. Mitt Romney is also holding a rally later in the swing state of Virginia, Dave.
Jessica, a rare meningitis outbreak in 5 states that's killed 4 of the 26 people afflicted could keep growing. Every one of those people got a since-recalled injectable steroid in this meningitis outbreak.
They're working with these facilities to ensure that the patients are notified that they may have been exposed to these medications.
Dr. Maria Saeed with the Maryland Health Department. There is a rally on Wall Street. They're not worried about a slight uptick in new jobless claims last week. The Dow is up 95 points on news that a drop in factory orders in August was just tied to a plunge in aircraft demand. Companies ordered more equipment and software. This helps home buyers. Mortgage rates keep falling. New record lows again. The 30-year loan down to 3.36%. Freddie Mac puts the 15-year option at 269. Fox News Radio. Barron balanced.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81%, for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Syria's civil war has crossed the border, and Turkey isn't taking that lying down. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Lawmakers in Turkey have sent a clear warning to Syria that they will retaliate if pushed. 5 civilians were killed when a Syrian shell hit a border town in Turkey. It's prompted the approval of a bill allowing more military action if the conflict spilled over again. Officials stressing this is not a declaration of war. Protesters had to be pushed back with tear gas during the debate, making it clear they didn't want that with their troubled neighbour. Turkey has been retaliating with artillery strikes on a Syrian border town, killing several soldiers. Syria has apologised over the incident through the UN. Dave.
Emily, the drought that has made much of America bone dry is getting worse in some areas. The weekly update from the U.S. Drought Monitor puts 75% of Iowa, where the corn harvest continues, in extreme or exceptional drought, the worst 2 classifications, a 10% rise in a week. Almost all of Nebraska is in a similar situation. Somebody robbed actress Julianne Moore.
Police in New York say about $127,000 worth of jewelry stolen from the actress's brownstone during the summer when there was a renovation going on. It's one of rock and roll's best-known riffs. But does Deep Purple belong in the Rock Hall of Fame? What about Rush? Those two legendary groups are both nominees this year. So are rappers. Public Enemy and NWA will be considered, and so will the late Donna Summer. Hearts and Joan Jett, Chic, Procol Harum, Randy Newman, and Kraftwerk. Also among the artists on the diverse list who gets into the class of 2013 will be announced in December. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio for our second hour here at 8:05 in the morning on October the 4th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. A lot of girls on, a lot of giveaways. We're going to be talking about giveaways to the Gala of Stars. That's going to happen here on October 13th at Turtle Bay. We got a lot of things going like that. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm trying to catch up with the chat room here. Bad Bob, just give us the weather real quick.
Sunny today, high in the upper 80s, cool tonight, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow back down into the 80s. Looks like summer's done currently in Redding. We are looking at, let's call it about 58 degrees. Weather brought to you by Anselmo.
All right. Thank you. Anselmo Vineyards right up there past Palo Cedro, heading up towards Shingletown. Great place. Tonight's pizza night up there, 474-5546. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 73 points at 13,568. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1,458, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 3,139. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 190 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down 83 cents at $670.69, Microsoft down 20 cents at $29.65, and Google's up 75 cents at $763.25. Of local interest, Safeway up 29 cents at $16.31, Home Depot up 9 cents at $61.68, and Harley-Davidson adding 40 cents at $41.19. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.24%. Oil's up $1.15 a barrel at $89.29, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $14.16 an ounce at $17.91.55, while silver's up 37 cents at $34.93 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. Chris Sondak and our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning. And they're located down on Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 243-7561 to find out what's going on in the massive Wall Street, because they know. All right, before I take our break, now we're going to be talking about the death penalty with somebody that's been inside San Quentin. And you're going to hear some surprising talks here, Coach Bob, so don't run away. You know, you may have some surprises here. The thing about the death penalty is we're getting ready to vote on this proposition on doing away with the death penalty in California and the impact on it. We've got a lot of people come out in favor of keeping the death penalty. And a lot of people that are opposing the death penalty, but it could be for different reasons, and that's what we're going to discuss. Now, but before we take our break, I want to remind everybody about the West Coast Monster Truck Mash on October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. It's going to be great. It's going to be Friday and Saturday night. The gates open at 5 p.m., racing at 8 p.m., and Sunday gates open for the noon show at 2 p.m. I tell you what, it's going to be a big thing there. This is every year. Everybody has a great time down there. And they're going to have with the most Monster Truck Nationals. You know what? That's pretty big. Bigfoot. is going to be there, I believe. Yeah, Bigfoot's attempt to establish dominance one more time. All right, and speaking of establishing dominance, I couldn't get by with this. Did you see the debate last night? Did you see what happened? The great communicator actually had a Democrat say, hey, maybe they're right about these teleprompters. That without that, he has a problem. President Obama lost that debate so bad. It was his, you know, he starts out by saying, I want to thank Michelle for making me the happiest man in the world. It's our 20th wedding anniversary. So here's President Obama. Not only does Romney paddle him on his anniversary, he probably didn't even get kissed that night. You know, because Michelle's pretty competitive. But what parts of the debate did you think were the most telling? Frankly, when Romney walked out and he said, this is what I'm going to do, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then he went back and he talked about energy, and he talked about the economy. He had those figures right there. He was engaging. He engaged me. He was polite to the president, as you should be. You should be polite back and forth in these. But he was tenacious, and he wasn't going to back off. And, you know, Obama had his lines. He had a few lines also. But overall, anybody that watched that debate, I mean, including the Democrats that came out of there, you know, they came out, you know, punchy, because that Romney came in there with a purpose and a structure, what he was going to do to help America. Obama kind of relied on his what he had said before and platitudes, and he was short on specifics, especially at the first. It was like halfway through, it was like, uh-oh. There's somebody in the crowd that was waving at him and flashing him signs like a baseball, saying, you're getting your butt kicked, and he, you know, to ramp him up a little bit. But the bottom line is, if you take those instant polls, is that the vast majority of the people thought that Romney won. The vast majority of the people thought that Romney would handle the economy better. And I think that he has explained a few things that have been said that he had not said, as Obama did. So, I can't wait to see the, as we just talked about with our guest, Mr. Juergen, I can't wait to see Biden and Ryan debate. Frankly, I think that's going to be a hoot. And then, of course, the next one's with the president. I know the president's going to come out next time swinging. So, interesting to have that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be starting our discussions on the death penalty. Does it work? Why doesn't it work? Can it work? If it can't work, why do we have it? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hi, this is Patrick John from Q97. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 5th at Wind River Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and frivolity, all for a higher purpose, featuring a fashion show by Emery Street Designs. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Any Mary's Pizza Shack, Wind River Casino, or the Windermere Reading office. Please join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 5th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Lindebaugh tonight at 6 p.m. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Go on down and visit Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. It's been serving Redding and surrounding areas for decades. They carry a selection of previously owned and new cars, trucks, and SUVs that they are more than happy to make a great deal for you right there. Not only that, but they take exceptional care of your vehicle. Their service department is second to none. They take great pride in what they sell, their level of service. Redding Crown Motors, stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177. That's 223-2177 or 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Redding. Locals, let's keep our money local. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, our guest will be Prison Supervisor Ed. And the reason we're saying that is we're not giving out last names because he has spent 25 years of his life in the prison system guarding some of the worst criminals in the state of California, which means probably in the nation. So good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Carl. Good to see you.
Now, you came in because we wanted to talk about the death penalty. And I've got comments here. Go, oh, here's what we just need is another law enforcement guy telling us the path of why we need the death penalty and all that. You have been the supervisor of the guards on death row at San Quentin, is that correct?
I have, sir.
So how many death row inmates have you come in contact with?
Well, just before I left, when I retired, we had just a little over 700. I think the count now is 725.
725 death row inmates?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the longest one's been on there? I mean, I hate to throw this one out to you, but, you know, you are so, I mean, when you talk to Ed, you realize this man knows the insides and outs of everything, but how long is the longest one been there?
Well, in my career, I've totaled 28 years at San Quentin, and there was inmates on death row when I started, and they're still there today, and I've been retired for 2 years. So they do a lot of time on death row, and they seem to enjoy the amenities that come with being on death row. I want to first say, though, that a couple of days ago, the sheriff was on the front page of the Record Searchlight, and he's very pro-keeping the death penalty going. I'm not here against the sheriff or any of the men that were on the stairs with him, because it's quite a pedigree of men that deal in law enforcement. I'm not sitting in this chair for any religious reasons, nor am I sitting here for any passionate reasons. I just wanted to have the voters have a good understanding where the dollars and cents are being spent. You have to remember that the taxpayers are paying $184 million just for death row. That's a lot of money. And I also want you to really understand, when you're voting to whether to appeal a death row or continue it on, their crimes, of the 725, are some of the most heinous individuals, torture people, that I have ever experienced or could ever experience in my life. It's a shame that when a man goes to San Quentin, in a short time, he's forgotten. Their crimes, when I have to deal with them in prison for some petty event, I get a chance to read all her files, and I just look at this man, and he's talking to me like I'm talking to you, Carl. But this guy has committed crimes that just you just can't fathom.
Curdle your blood.
That's correct.
And he's on death row for a reason.
He definitely is. And you have to remember, of the 725 inmates on death row, they're responsible for over 2,000 deaths.
725 are responsible for over 2,000 deaths?
Correct. That's 1,000 shy of what happened in New York City at the World Trade Center building. So these guys are not nice people.
Those are multiple murderers then. I mean, that's what you're talking
the
about.
The average.
Yeah.
The average.
That's three per.
That's correct. There's men in there that have killed over 13, tortured every woman to achieve that goal, and you have to deal with those individuals just as if you were talking to your dentist. The biggest thing that I just want to break down where that $184 million is going.
Okay, we're going to do that as soon as we come back. Okay, so when we start talking about the death penalty, we're talking about, and Ed has been there. This is some of the most vicious, low-life, thuggish criminals in the world are on death row. And yet, we're taking a look at doing away with the death penalty. And we're going to talk about why as soon as we get back from these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's been hot. He's been taking care. They've been taking care of your air conditioner. Now, make sure that your heater is ready for the winter. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Quality is their watchword. Give them a call at 221-2642. Go to their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Good people doing great, great work. Our guest is prison supervisor Ed, and we're talking about the death penalty. He's lived with it. He's met the 2,726 death row inmates. He has seen who they are, and his feelings on this. Well, we're going to get to those right now about whether the death penalty should stay or whether it should go. You're saying it's costing how much?
$184 million a year just to maintain death row.
What happens in death row? Like, how come it costs so much?
Well, the first thing that happens when the inmate first arrives, he's assigned an attorney. And what has become a problem is death row inmates have become an industry to attorneys. It's a livelihood for them. If you get two or three inmates on your case file, you've now got yourself a lifetime career because some of these attorneys have been defending these inmates for these frivolous appeals for years. And so the attorneys have even gotten to a position where if they're a female attorney, have even actually three times married death row inmates. This way that inmate can help get other inmates on her caseload and provide her with a real nice living, because every time an attorney comes in to talk to an inmate, they charge the taxpayers $200 an hour to come in and talk and work on appeals. And when they come in week after week, day after day, and you can set your watch by it, you can tell that a lot of the time is not spent on their case. And they never deal with guilt or innocence. It's who made a mistake. Why, when I was beat up as a child, are they holding me responsible for killing five people is beyond me. And you have to remember, the attorneys then become at the inmate's command. We don't have inmates at anybody's command. And so if the attorney's making a lot of money, they make sure that the inmates have stamps, which is their currency, nice tennis shoes, brand new TVs, art supplies, their quarterly packages with canned foods and cookies. They also make sure that their legal mail, everything they're sent in is by legal mail, which takes an additional step to make sure it's delivered properly. They have access to telephones all day long. All they have to do is just slide the phone back and forth to their cells. And with the attorneys, they also make sure that there's plenty of lawsuits that are filed against the state, to where we have court-mandated appearances by judges to come in and to make sure that these inmates are being treated fairly. The yard time is extremely monitored to make sure a death row inmate gets out on the yard timely and only returns at a certain time to make sure that his time...
And do they go out by themselves?
A lot of them will go out on walk-alone yards if they're a notorious individual or there's a score to be settled. They have to go out on a protective custody. And the Department of Corrections has become so politically correct, they call it sensitive needs yards. So if you're a heinous killer, you have to go out on a sensitive needs yard. And these court monitors, they also make sure that their food temperatures are properly at the proper temperature. Because you have to remember, a death row inmate, everything is brought to him to his cell. His meals, library, his stores. He's just an extreme high-maintenance individual. Now, you have to remember, if this death penalty is to be overturned, they revert to no chance of parole. That means all these heinous individuals have to go on the general population yard, and that will be extremely interesting to see these notorious individuals that have been coddled with single-cell status, with their artwork in their cells, access to telephones anytime they want them, access to an attorney to file the 602 appeal processes, which is a way that they can generate paperwork that has to go all the way to Sacramento. We've actually had death row inmates file lawsuits against the state for broken cookies in their lunches, for packages not being delivered by the right couriers. These inmates have nothing to do with their time but sit in their cells and think up ways of how they can become an irritant to the state as well as the staff.
So we're not getting, and so I think your bottom line on this, Ed, is this. We're not getting our money's worth.
Not even close.
They're on death row. They're not. The only way they're going to get off death row is if they die of old age or some kind of disease or suicide, because the state's not going to put them to death. And we're spending $184 million on these 2,000 or these 700 men and women to give them special dispensation. When fine, if it's not going to work, let's put them back in the population, make it life without parole, and now you put them back into the general population, and right there you've saved money.
Horrendous amount of money.
Because so you are for doing away with the death penalty under these circumstances that we're in right now.
Right, but if we were administering it, like Texas does, even if we were doing two a month, we couldn't hardly catch up in my lifetime. But on the other hand, it may be a deterrent, and the law enforcement can use it as a tool to say, I will drop the death penalty off the table if you tell us where the body is. But on the other hand, if you told me I was going to go to prison and I was going to get life with or life without parole, I would certainly want to do life with the possibility of parole.
Okay, we want to talk about that. So we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back after the news. So what we're saying here is that the system doesn't work, and it's costing us hundreds of millions of dollars. We ought to do a better way of doing this. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
Americans saw the real Mitt Romney.
Arizona Senator John McCain, who debated President Obama three times before losing the last election, says Mitt Romney won last night's debate on domestic issues like health care and the economy.
Did you see Obama's answer? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes people really won't work with you. That's not the job of the president. That isn't what Bill Clinton did. That's not what Ronald Reagan did.
The president's deputy campaign manager, Stephanie Cutter.
I think he came in there knowing what job he had to do, and that was to communicate to people at home about where he wanted to take this country.
He's still in Denver with a campaign there, starting in about half an hour, then one in Madison, Wisconsin. Mitt Romney campaigns in Virginia today. Their next one-on-one debate is October 16th, with a third debate the week after that. The vice presidential candidates have just one, and that's next week. This is a Fox News alert.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
After 2 years, Big Good is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Aaron's Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m., in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Reading Harley-Davidson's 2012 Open House is here, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5. See the latest Harley-Davidsons at your only Reading Harley-Davidson dealer. It's a day of demo rides, food from Fat Boys Barbecue, cold beverages, an enter to win, and so much more. The new bikes are coming, and now's your chance to experience them firsthand. Also, witness the unveiling of a very special item in partnership with Big Bike Weekend. Speaking of Big Bike Weekend, come see us at our booth and say hey. Reading Harley-Davidson, 2012 Open House, Saturday, October 6th from 9 to 5.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be a hero for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a lot of great things she's doing, talking to, and giving away tickets. 8:35 in the morning, October the 4th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and I'm just irritating Coach Bob because I can. 58 degrees out there today. It's going to get up in the 80s. Hey, I think we're starting to see fall here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. You have discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. Everybody we know gets their haircut here. Head on down there. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, I mentioned the West Coast Monster Truck Rally, but one of the things I want to do is give a shout out for Dave Matthews. And our prayers are with him. He's been one of the big backers of the Monster Truck Rally here, and he is extremely ill. And I just want the Matthews family to know that we're thinking about you, and that our prayers are going out for Dave. And thank you for everything you do. Okay, our guest is a prison supervisor, Ed. We're not giving his last name for you know why, because he's been working with the worst criminals in the world. And he's here, and he's saying is that the death penalty in the state of California does not work. And for that reason, it should be repealed. Not that he's against the death penalty.
That's correct.
Because you think it could be a deterrent.
I agree, because the 13 executions that we've had, there was a lady quoted in the paper the other day, Jeannie Woodford. She was my supervisor. She went on to be the person in charge of all in the Department of Corrections, and we were involved in all the executions, and it's a sobering event to have an execution, but on the other hand, I feel it's a real deterrent. But the way California runs it and this industry that the attorneys have provided for themselves, it's just not working, and it's just a hard way to spend $184 million, because if I had my say, I would give anything to put those death row inmates out on the exercise yard with the regular fellas. It happened not too long ago, just before I retired. There was an inmate that had gotten off the death penalty. He went to life without parole. He raped and murdered three little girls, and as soon as he hit the yard, they beat the heck out of him, just to let him know that he was on the yard with the regular fellas. He doesn't get to hide in his little cave with his little red eyes to the rear of the room. They sent him out to play, and the big fellas didn't like him. I'd like to have some of these people that are still on death row thinking they're all that in a bag of chips. Well, go out there and play with the regular fellas and see how you like it.
He's a tough guy, really are. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, you are live on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Carl. Hey, thanks for this program. It's very enlightening. It's giving people a different perspective. I really didn't know any of this stuff, so you're really shedding a lot of light on things, especially with the facts you're giving. But $184 million, these guys can sue, and we have to pay for all this. We've got to pay for their attorneys. They can sue over broken cookies. And I just like to know what in the world would be the argument to keep this law in its present form when it's A, ineffective, and B, costing us a fortune.
I totally agree, Terry. I would rather have our sheriff, Tom Basanko, get a big share of that money that we're spending on maintaining death row. I'd give anything to have Shasta County have its own crime lab. state-of-the-art crime lab, so all our forensics could be sent to us quicker to catch the people that are still out there that are creating some of these crimes. There's still a lot of people that need to be locked up because they're just taking advantage of the economy and they're committing the crimes. Our sheriff and our police chief are in Redding could use all the help they can get. And to take that $184 million away from the Department of Corrections because we no longer have death row, to me would be a godsend due to the fact that I see how it's spent and it's just sickening. Not too long ago, just before I retired, they sent every death row inmate out to have colonoscopies to make sure that they were healthy. Every one of them. And when you send a death row inmate out, he has to be escorted by heavily armed guards. Two officers and a supervisor has to go with each death row inmate. We did that 700 times out into hospitals around Marin County, and you just walk right by the line, and the inmate gets to go first because he's chained and shackled.
Say, how's that working for you, Terry?
Well, I'm just wondering what in the world that our sheriff's thinking. I mean, if it's ineffective and doesn't work, how in the world can you have a platform, that this thing is worth keeping? It's just beyond me.
Well, here's the thing: is it could work.
It
could work. It's not saying, it's in there, and we're going to talk about maybe there's changes coming, maybe not, but who knows. But right now it's ineffective and it does cost money. But there are other reasons to keep that, and we're going to talk about that right when we get back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. We're talking death penalty. It's a waste of money. It doesn't work, but could it? And what is the result if you did do away with it? Is it better? Is it worse? Does it have nothing? Does it have no change? I think it does. We'll be right back.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? I wish it was that easy and everybody looked like Elvis Presley and it was, you know, but it's not. It's nasty.
It's the
bowels of society in death row and the prisons. 8:44 in the morning on October the 4th. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Good News. It's Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive where you're getting your propane right now? Well, reliable, flexible, that's what Shasta Gas Propane offers. They also offer senior discounts and veterans discounts. How many other people do that? In service, it offers propane, but at the same time, they also offer the excellent service. They've been around since 1997 and service 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Locally owned, family-oriented, or family-operated. And all employees are safely trained, service-oriented. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Good people there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, our guest is a prison supervisor, Ed. And we were talking, somebody called in during the break and said, well, how much does it cost to keep somebody, you know, if they're on death, if you take, put them all back in the population? One of the things that we look at is that the cost of keeping somebody in jail is $50,000 a year. This was the latest statistic I had. And that's $50,000 a year because it got big because it's because of so much medical, and this is why they're dumping all the prisoners out. That's what happened to AB 109. So if you took 700 prisoners at $50,000 a year and dumped them out onto the regular prison population, that would cost you $35 million.
That's correct.
As opposed to
84
million. So you've already just made $150 million. Almost, $130 million.
And the only thing that's kind of worrisome about this, though, is we're going to rely on the state. If we vote to appeal this, we're going to rely on the state that money gets to go out to the counties to
Of course it won't.
Well,
I mean, it should.
It should, but it would certainly be nice that our county would get a portion of that $100 million.
I think it would probably go. I think they would find other ways to spend that money. But here's the other thing, too. Okay. Here's what I believe. Once they get the death sentence repealed, and they're in life in prison without any possibility of getting out, does that become cruel and unusual punishment? And if so, are they going to start fighting that one on the legal side?
Absolutely not. As far as I'm concerned, I've dealt most of my life in San Quentin on the it was called the North Block Yard. They were all lifers. Half of them were life with and life without. The guys that had the possibility of parole were my model inmates. They had something to lose. They would try very hard. And if you can go disciplinary free for over 20 years in San Quentin to prove to the parole board that you have a right and a shot to go home, they work very hard. Now, a life without, he just goes about his business because he knows he has no prayer. There's nowhere that they can go. And then the only people that can overturn that is the people that would vote for it in California. So if you want to keep these death row inmates that have been dropped down to life without the possibility of parole, we just have to hold to our guns and make sure that they stay in their cells. Stay in a two-man cell rather than a single cell. They have to share a TV. It's not paid for by their attorney. Everything that a lifer inmate has, he has to produce it from it by himself, either from his family or working in prison. Now, you have to remember, too, that when they work in prison, the highest paid inmate in San Quentin makes $125 a month. So there is some chance of making some sort of restitution to families, but how can you make restitution to a family that's lost a loved one to a death row inmate? So I'm not looking for any restitution. I just want them to get out, be a productive individual in prison, do some work, get out of that cell. You don't get your artwork. You don't get to make your big paintings and sell them out at the art shows.
They get to sell their paintings out in art shows?
Yeah, outside San Quentin, they have a little art room out there that people can come up and buy.
You know what? I've seen that.
Yes.
Or I've seen it in Folsom.
Okay.
And things like that. Let me ask a question. They have TVs. What can they watch in there?
We have cable, but it's very limited. And then if there's any shows that's not appropriate for prison, they will not allow it to be
What's
shown.
What's appropriate for prison?
Oh, most inmates would like to have the History Channel and things like that, but they can't get it. They generally get the local stations from the Bay Area, but nothing cable, because we monitor everything that they do. We don't let them have a lot of shows that would show any violence, guns, females.
Well, that's good. And females, yeah. Girls, little girls, little boys.
Right.
If our system worked, what's the big difference between our system and Texas? Texas seems to be taking out their executing people on a regular basis. The biggest difference between Texas and California?
Ninth Court Circuit of Appeals.
Okay. The Ninth Court, have they ever seen somebody that should be put to death? Has there ever been anybody that's come to them and they say, oh, yeah, let's put this person to death. He is so bad.
Never.
There you go.
Never. There's
the difference.
They will stall it off. It has to go sometimes to the United States Supreme Court from California. We have to work very hard to proceed forward. Most people don't know this, but San Quentin built a $3 million brand-new sterile environment for execution. They will no longer use the Gothic-style area that's been there for years. There's a room that has never been touched. Nobody even knows it's there, but it's brand spanking new, ready to be used at the taxpayers' money of $3 million to build this room. It's very sensitive, if you will. It divides the families. It gives the news media a place to stand. It's a very clean environment, but right now all it's doing is collecting cobwebs.
Hey, take a break. You know, one of the things I touch on just for in a minute when we come back, though, is don't you have like a state-of-the-art medical facility there?
Yes, we do.
That cost millions and millions of dollars?
Yes, sir.
And do they use it?
It's kind of a Band-Aid hospital. The doctors there look at it and say, oh, I'm not going to take this chance. I'm sending them to an outside hospital.
So you're paying somebody a great deal of money to be in charge of the hospital.
Thanks to our receiver that took over the prison system's medical care.
And so they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to have somebody in charge of the medical facility that they don't do surgery or anything. They send them all out.
No, sir. We have a chief of surgeon there that makes more money than the President of the United States, and she hasn't done an operation on an inmate ever.
We'll be right back.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we assign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. Linda's going to be on the spot with Linda Knott. Let me start that one again. On the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. She's got tickets to give away. She's got some great guests coming up. Make sure you don't miss that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by an icon of America, Redding Harley Davidson. Big Bike Week is coming. And on Saturday, they're going to have an open house from 10 to 5. I'm going to be there. Ed's going to be there. Bad Bob's going to be there. Everybody we know is going to be there. You want to ride a Harley, they're going to have them there so you can ride the newest Harleys. Food, drink, a great time at Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. If you have any questions, give them a call at 241-7117. They have a bike for everybody. Like I said, Big Bike Weekend's coming up week after next. Get ready. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, you go to Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest is Prison Supervisor Ed, who is talking about, he is saying, the way the death penalty is being run right now, do away with it.
I agree.
It's costing $184 million a year. Nobody's being executed. Why? Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Texas is making it work. Other states are making it work. We're not making it work, and unless something happens, the only way that you are going to be, you're going to die on death row in California is of old age or you commit suicide.
And that's how it's been going down.
Yeah.
There's guys on death row now that have been there so long, they walk out with walkers. There's walkers all over the place. You'd think it's a geriatric ward on the first tier of East Block.
Okay. You have some last statements here.
Yeah, I guess what...
You know, I'm just thinking this. You know, here they come. You know, go have my mushy food. And this is a guy that's murdered 12 people and, you know, in heinous ways, or raped women and all these. I mean, all these bad killers, they're there.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they can sue if their cookies are broken.
That's right. And they have done it.
Let me be king for a week.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about cookies being broken anymore. Okay.
I want to just say thanks for Carl for letting me come in, and Big Bad Bob and all the crew here at KCNR. And I want to also thank Sandy and Bob for having such a nice debate dinner last night. It made the debate special. And when we came out and hit a grand slam, the debate was fabulous. So they treated us very well last night. So thanks, Sandy and Bob. And so when you sit down to vote on this, you have to decide whether or not we can make this work. If you can make it work, implement it. Let's get going. Let's rock and roll. If we're going to go the same old status quo, send those inmates out onto the yard. Let them be just a regular inmate and see how they like being out there treated just like everybody else, because it's not working. Let's put a lot of attorneys, let's give them their pink slips. Send them home. We don't need them anymore.
Let me ask a question here. What if this fails? Say this fails. You know, the thing is, we're keeping the death penalty. Any changes you think might happen?
I can't see how there could be any changes. It's an industry. There's so many powerful attorneys. They're all based out of San Francisco, the Bay Area. There's a prison law office right outside the gate. The very first house is the prison law office to make sure that they don't get a call from an inmate inside San Quentin going, oh, they put the cuffs on too tight. You know, my dinner's cold.
My dinner's cold.
And they come running in and they want to talk to the warden right away. It's just time-consuming, labor-intensive.
My dinner's cold. I killed a little girl.
Yep.
And I didn't care about it. And I molested her before I killed her. But my dinner's cold and I need to be treated special. You know what? I'm just appalled. Anyway, Ed, thank you for showing up today. I mean, because we have talked about this, Ed is a friend, and we have talked about this before. And I personally, I believe that, you know, if you're going to commit a heinous crime like that and you're guilty, fine. You've paid, you know, pay for it with your life. The fact is that it's not working. It's costing us all this money, and it's a burden to our society. If we, if changing it in such a way that they will be punished even more by putting them back in the population and not be special, maybe that's the only way they will be punished.
Well, you have to remember, the last thing I want to say is an inmate on death row gets better health care than our veterans.
Okay, well, with that, okay, you know what? That's the way we'll end this then. Tomorrow, Missy MacArthur is going to be on, running for city council. We're going to talk to Missy. Always like having Missy on. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the city and other things too. You know, we're going to still talk about the, you know, the fallout from the debate last night. And here's in a Newsmax: even liberal mainstream press says Romney won debate, dominating. I mean, it, you know, as we were talking about during the break, you saw Ed from MSNBC, whatever his name is,
Schultz.
Ed Schultz. He's, you know, the guy from, is that his name? James Carville.
Carville.
Yeah. Carville. He said, I don't know where Obama was, but he sure wasn't there tonight. You know, it's, and that one guy that they had that was the socialist, you know, Van something or other. And he said, and, you know, at first he was really disparaging of Romney, and then he came out, he says, okay. He did sound presidential. You know, I always thought of him as Thurston Howell, but he really looked presidential tonight. All right, Missy MacArthur on tomorrow. We've got a great show tomorrow, too. Thanks a lot for being here. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A busy day after for both candidates. Back on the trail after the first presidential debate. President Obama set to take the stage for a rally in Denver, where Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live.
Lisa, hundreds of people are here bundled up in their winter clothing at Sloan's Lake Park to see the president post-debate. Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas was playing dance music at 9 in the morning. People are selling Obama T-shirts and pins and passing out signs. I talked to some people in this swing state who showed up to this rally, and their reaction to the president's debate performance from last night is mixed. Some say they think he did a great job. Others say next time they hope he looks at his Republican rival more often and speaks with a bit more confidence, Lisa.
Well, Jessica, the Obama campaign just holding a post-debate conference call. Senior strategist David Axelrod says Mitt Romney's plans remain short on specifics, and he predicts good reviews won't translate into votes.
He may win the Oscar for his performance last night, but he's not going to win the presidency.
Mitt Romney.